This is a mutual fund observer profile of the Aston River Road Long Short Fund, whose ticker symbol is ARLSX. The full profile was originally published in June 2012 and updated in December. The fund seeks to provide absolute returns, equity-like returns, they say, while minimizing volatility over a full market cycle. The fund invests long and short, mostly in US common stocks, but can also take positions in foreign stock, preferred stock, convertible securities, REITs, ETFs, MLPs, and various derivatives. The fund is managed by Matt Moran and Daniel Johnson. Both work for River Road Asset Management, which is based in Louisville, Kentucky, and has over $7 billion in assets under management. This is the only fund they manage. Mr. Moran, the lead manager, joined River Road in 2007. Before that, he was an equity analyst for Morningstar, an associate at Citigroup, and an analyst at Goldman Sachs. Mr. Johnson is a CPA and a CFA. Before joining River Road in 2006, he worked at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Mr. Moran and Mr. Johnson had between $100,000 and $500,000 in the fund as of April 30, 2012. Those investments represent 100% of their liquid net worth. The minimum initial investment is $2,500 for regular accounts and $500 for retirement accounts. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. Long-short investing makes great sense in theory, but far too often it's dreadful in practice. After rather more than a year, Aston is getting it right, and its managers have a pretty cogent explanation for why that will continue to be the case. Here is the theory. In the long term, the stock market rises, and so it's wise to be invested in it. In the short term, it can be horrifyingly irrational, and so it's wise to buffer your exposure. That is, you want an investment that is hedged against market volatility, but that still participates in market growth. River Road pursues that ideal through three separate disciplines: long stock selection, short stock selection, and level of net market exposure. We'll talk first about the construction of their portfolio and then its performance. In long stock selection, their mantra is excellent companies trading at compelling prices. Between 50% and 100% of the portfolio is invested long in 15 to 30 stocks. They start with conventional screens to identify a pool of attractive stocks. Within their working universe of 200 to 300 such stocks, they look for fundamentally attractive companies, those with understandable businesses, good management, clean balance sheets and so on, priced at a discount to their absolute value. They allow themselves to own the 15 to 30 most attractive names in that universe. In short stock selection, they target challenged business models with high valuations and low momentum. In this, they differ sharply from many of their competitors. They're looking to bet against fundamentally bad companies, not against good companies whose stock is temporarily overpriced. They can be short with 10 to 90% of the portfolio and typically have 20 to 40 short positions. Their short universe is the mirror of the long universe: lousy businesses, unattractive business models, dunderhead management, a history of poor capital allocation, and favourites of Wall Street analysts, priced at a premium to absolute value. Finally, they control net market exposure, that is, the extent to which they are exposed to the stock market's gyrations. Normally, the fund is 50 to 70% net long, though exposure could range from 10 to 90%. The managers have a drawdown plan in place, which forces them to become more conservative in the face of sharp market places. While they are normally 50 to 70% long, if their portfolio has dropped by 4%, they must reduce net market exposure to no more than 50%. A 6% portfolio decline forces them down to 30% market exposure, and an 8% portfolio decline forces them to 10% market exposure. They cannot increase their exposure again until the Russell 3000's 50-day moving average is positive. Only after 10 consecutive positive days can they exit the drawdown plan altogether. Mr. Moran embraces Benjamin Graham's argument that the essence of investment management is the management of risks, not the management of returns. As a result, they've built in a series of unambiguous risk management measures. The details are available in the print version of this profile. How have they done? The managers believe they can outperform the stock market by 200 basis points per year over a full market cycle. They have far exceeded that. From inception through September the 30th, 2012, the fund earned 5.7% per year. That exceeds the stock market's 5% returns over the same period. At the same time, the average long-short fund lost 1.8% annually. The managers also believe they can keep beta at 0.3 to 0.5. They have managed a beta of 0.34. The market has fallen, on average, 3.6% on its 15 worst days. River Road's long-short composite, the record of all accounts that use this strategy, fell 0.9% on average. A word of caution. This sort of portfolio strategy is expensive. A long-short fund's expenses come in the form of those it can control, fees paid to management, and those it cannot, expenses such as repayment of dividends generated by its short positions. At 2.75%, the fund is not cheap, but the controllable fee, 1.7% after waivers, is well below the charges set by its average peer. With changing market conditions, it's possible for the cost of shorting to drop well below 1%, and perhaps even become an income generator. With the advisor absorbing another 6% in expenses as a result of waivers, it's probably unreasonable to ask for lower. Our bottom line is this. Long-term investors need exposure to the stock market. No other asset class offers the same potential for long-term real returns. But combating our human impulse to flee at the worst possible moment requires buffering that exposure. With the deteriorating attractiveness of the traditional buffer, bonds, investors need to consider non-traditional ones. There are few successful, time-tested funds available to retail investors. Among the crop of newer offerings, few are more sensibly constructed or carefully managed than Aston River Road Long Short seems to be. It deserves your attention. For more information, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.